Hello, everybody. This is Tom Eckert here. You're listening to my podcast, Numerology, a GPS for the Soul. This is your place to learn about the true power of numerology and how to use it to bring out the best in yourself, understand your loved ones better, take wise decisions, and prepare for your future. In other words, how to live your life aligned with your true destiny. Take your time to educate yourself and share these podcasts with your friends and family so they too can enjoy the great benefits of numerology. Enjoy. Hello there and welcome to all my listeners. I'm excited to record today's episode. It's going to be a blast, a very fascinating topic, because we're getting into the details of how to analyze career potential in a numerology chart. But before I talk any further, if you're new here, my friends, welcome. In this podcast, we discuss numerology as a path for inner transformation, for spiritual growth, for self-understanding. And my personal approach is trying to make numerology grounded, accessible, applicable for everyday life matters, and to really do my best to provide you with very lucid and grounded information so that you can actually apply numerology in order to improve your life, live more consciously, live more in balance, in alignment with your soul and deeper purpose. Now, here are a few ways that you can dive deeper into numerology should you wish to do so. The first way is you can book a numerology reading with me. And in a reading, you can ask any question that is on your mind, any question that is burning in your life, and get precise answers that are tailored specifically for you. You can read more about my numerology readings and contact me through my website. The link is in the episode description. Now, if you wish to study numerology on a deeper level, or perhaps pursue it, even as a career, I invite you to check out two study paths. The first one is my self-study numerology course, where you can learn the fundamentals of numerology and how to apply them at your own pace, from your phone, your tablet, or your desktop, your laptop. Or if you want to go deeper and get certified, then you can sign up to my complete path of certification from beginner to a complete numerology expert. Get certified as a professional numerologist, my friends. To read both of these, check out the links provided in the episode description. And now, without further ado, let us dive into today's fascinating topic. So you probably heard about all the major locations in a numerology chart, namely the life path, the expression, the soul urge, the personality, and the birthday numbers. You may have also heard about additional locations, such as the maturity number or the cycles and pinnacles. But what happens if your best friend asks you a specific question, like, from my numbers, what can you tell me about my career potential and what will work best for me on that particular frontier? The question is, will you, with your knowledge of the locations, be able to answer them or to provide them with an accurate answer? What locations in their chart will you turn to in order to glean that specific information? Oh, and by the way, if you aren't familiar with any of the locations I just mentioned, then I have episodes dedicated to each and every one of them. So make sure to go ahead and listen to them. You see, it is one thing to have a general overview of someone's numbers, and a complete different thing to know how to use numerology, how to use the numerology chart, to glean precise answers to specific questions and life topics and life themes. So in this episode, we'll explore where we might find more specific, nuanced answers to the question of what career suits us best according to our numbers. So let's move on with it. So In a way, whatever we do on any level has to somehow be tethered to and informed by our life path number. This will always be the number one central axis our chart has to kind of give answer to. That's the heartbeat. This is the core motivation that moves our life and gives it meaning, right? So for that reason, if we want to find a career with meaning, something that actually moves us, a career that will make us happy, we must make sure that the deep desires moving us at our core guide and inform our career choice, right? Naturally, we'll discover that those desires is something we will understand by the number that occupies the life path location. Okay, so the number you have in your life path is what will reflect those deep, fundamental, primordial core desires that will basically impact and inform what type of meaning you need. Now, sometimes other powerful numbers in your chart have a strong magnetic pull, and there may be cases where people choose a career that leans mainly into those other numbers without including or being moved by that throbbing core of the life path. Now, this can work for a while, but in the long run, it would not be a wise strategy because although you may be good at something, although you might have a strong trait of character that is, right, that is represented by other strong locations in your chart, it may not fulfill you with that profound meaning and deep purpose that your whole chart is revolving around. And that's, in the long run, a recipe for frustration. So for this reason, I say, start by understanding what means the most to you, by understanding your life path, and allow your career choice to be informed by this essential part of your being. So life path comes first. That's where we begin. Now, just for example, if your life path is a six, you better find a career that in one way or another involves helping people, taking responsibility, building a community, and fostering a sense of mutuality and human connection. If you have, on the other hand, a life path eight, you better find a career that will allow you to feel accomplished, a career that will challenge you, where you can feel you have control and mastery in what you do, a career that allows you to set the tone for others. If you have a life path three, you better find a career that will allow you to give way to your creative nature, that makes for a space where ideas and curiosity are welcome, where new information and interactions are part of the norm. So what I've just tried to show you here are the core motives and needs stemming from the life path, and that should ideally inform your orientation when moving into or choosing a lifelong career. And naturally, based on that, you can analyze yours or other people's deepest motivation and give them advice, right, in terms of direction. So now that we know the essence of what we need, it's time to look at our most powerful skill sets and those things we'll enjoy doing. We also need to understand how are we wired to manifest our essence. And our essence, in this case, is the life path number, And our manifesting faculty, which includes our biggest skill sets, is our expression number. And so that is coming second. So the number occupying our expression number is key to understand how we want to move into the world, how we want to manifest ourselves. It is an extension of our life path number in many ways and adds more detail to our motivations and wishes. But its main focus is the way of execution and the joy of manifestation. So while the life path number will fill us with the deepest meaning, the expression number will show us how we'll take that meaning into the world and transform it into action. It is important, by the way, to note here that all the three core numbers, namely the life path, the expression, and the soul urge numbers, all influence our deepest wishes and motivations, okay? So I'm taking kind of a step back here to explain that. However, we do need to know the degree of influence of each and every location so that we understand the precise role each one plays. And in that sense, the original intention, the deepest sense of meaning, will always come from and stem from our life path. Now, just to give a few examples for the expression number. Say you have an expression number one. You will have great skills of leadership, right? We're talking about skill sets, remember? Great skills of leadership, initiative, and the ability to pave the path for new ideas, for new visions, and ventures to become, make ventures become possible. So in a sense, with number one, you have the power of authority and creation. We're talking here, remember, about ways of manifestation and skill sets. Try to see that in the way I speak about the numbers here. Let's take another example or two. So if you have an expression number four, you will have great practical skills, even technical skills. You'll be able to translate the wish and deep kind of impulse of your life path number into very concrete manifestations. You will also enjoy physical work, moving in methodical ways, and committing to something that you'll enjoy for the long haul. If you have an expression number nine, as a last example, you will have great ability to see the big picture, the vision ahead. You'll also be gifted with the ability to touch people and impact their lives. You will love to act big, think big, and manifest things in a way that reaches the masses. And you'll also be naturally pulled to travel and to the international arena. Now remember that the focus here is first of all, the power of manifestation of our life path's original intention. And only then the expression number becomes a secondary motivation of its own that adds more detail and specification to our original motivation represented by the life path. Next in line, we're going to dive into the soul urge. But before I keep talking any further, if you're enjoying this podcast and you want to keep learning more grounded, applicable, high-quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. And also, make sure to check out the questions at the end of the episodes. I'd really love to hear from you guys. It helps me know more about you and what you want, and therefore provide you with better content. So we could already glean pretty accurate information by only looking at these two first components, namely the life path number and the expression number. And in a way, It is a pretty complete delineation. We know the deepest intention and motive of this lifetime, namely the life path number, and we also know the skill set and power of manifestation to carry it out, namely the expression number. We could technically stop here. But I want to touch upon one more location that can add more juice and detail to our picture, and as I already said a moment ago, that is going to be our soul urge number. You see, this number is directly related to our aspirations and dreams in this lifetime. True, they may not be the deepest intention of our soul, represented again by the life path number, but these are still aspirations that matter to us on the conscious level of how we want our essence to manifest and truly look like. So we have now three elements. The life path number is the what, the essence. The expression number is the how, the skill set. And the soul urge number is the what shape, the particular, or in other words, the particular picture or dream of how we want this manifestation to look like. It gets more and more refined, as you can see. Sometimes it's hard to understand the difference between those definitions, but I will try to give you some examples. It is important there, nonetheless, even though it's very refined, to understand all of these things if we want to be more precise with ourselves and others. So, while the life path is more of a formless, original impulse for our entire chart, the soul urge number will reveal a much more specific vision with actual shape and form, and in a way, guide our life path and expression numbers to the final frontier, namely the actual form this should all take shape. Now, I will make a small confession here, my friends. In my in-depth numerology studies, where I teach the human body numerology method that was passed down to me by my beloved teacher, Sharon Ron, I teach a very unique and amazingly precise way to analyze career that I cannot reveal here. Nevertheless, I want you to learn to think like high-quality Western numerologists, and that's what I'm teaching you here. So, to kind of like unpack the meaning and the kind of like that fine line between, you know, that subtle difference between like the expression number and the soul urge, let's give a few examples. So let's say you have a soul urge number 5. You may want to manifest your career in a way that allows you to travel many places in many countries and perhaps work as a digital nomad. Okay, we're talking specifics here. Can you see that? If you have a soul urge number 2, you may want to work in a setting where you and your best friend, for example, work together, or where you can be intimately relating to people on a regular basis. We're really already talking about the literal form all of this will take. If you have a soul urge number 7, you may want to work in a space that develops your mind and intelligence and allows you to learn and work with deep knowledge on a regular basis. Now, notice how in comparison to the previous two locations, the examples here became much more concrete and specific. That's what I call dreaming something into form. Okay? So now that we know what each of our three core numbers is responsible for when it comes to choosing or analyzing our career, we need to bring them all together. After all, you know me, most of you at least, I will keep drilling it into you. With numerology, with real numerology, it is all about number combinations. The dance of numbers together and not as standalone interpretations. Now, there are many combinations, and we also need to take into account the order of influence and magnitude of each number. It's complex, precise, and actually pretty damn impressive, I must say. The options are many, but let me try to give you a couple of examples. Simple examples, because, you know, it's just there's so much information here and I don't want to confuse you. But let's try to touch upon some simple examples so that you can learn how to think in the right direction and start playing with your own charts and perhaps the charts of your friends and families, the people that are close to you. So let's say I have a life path number 7, expression number 4, and soulage number 3. So my deepest need, life path 7, is to fulfill and grow in wisdom and self-knowledge. That should somehow be the center of my career choice. My skill set and manifestation power, number 4 expression, is pragmatic, exact, and methodical. And my dream, solar number 3, is to swim in new creative information, to be submerged in such an atmosphere where I can always learn many new things all the time. The combination of these numbers and the relationship between them can lead me to choose a career, for example, in teaching and researching science, for example. Teaching science, researching science. So this will enable me to be connected to deeper knowledge, life path 7, using methodical ways on the path, number 4 expression, in a setting where I express this knowledge to new people regularly and need to keep myself updated, soul urge number 3. Let's try another example. Say I have a life path number 2, an expression number 6, and a soul urge number 9. So my deepest need, number 2 life path, is to learn and feel intimacy and connection. My strongest skill set and manifestation power, expression number 6, is creating a warm, loving environment, supporting others, and generating nourishment. And my dream, namely soul urge number 9, is to touch as many people as I possibly can. So this may lead me to choose a career as a therapist, a social worker, a nurse, or maybe a counselor. So these careers will enable me to feel a deep sense of connection with people, number 2, life path, while providing them with care and support, expression number 6, my skill set, in a space where people of all kinds, ages, and cultures stream in on a regular basis, soul urge number 9. So as you can see, my friends, the more specific we get, the more complex numerology becomes. But also, interestingly and paradoxically, also more holistic and precise. And that's what makes this all so exciting. You can follow the formula I presented here as a template for thinking and analyzing careers in a numerology chart. But remember that we didn't touch upon the actual number combinations in terms of how the numbers blend, truly blend to form new templates, new desires and impulses unique to each number blend. This is too complex to explain in an episode and is mostly reserved to my in-depth numerology studies. Nevertheless, what we've learned here, my friends, is pretty advanced material that can significantly improve your numerology readings and understanding. And you will very, very rarely find this material online. So take this to heart. I even recommend writing this down, trying it out on your own chart and on the charts of people that you really know well, so you can actually see the behavior of those numbers and the connection between them. So I hope this inspires you, my friend, and shows you again the amazing, amazing power of numerology and how profound it is. And before we wrap this up, if you have enjoyed this podcast and you want to keep learning this high quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button on the platform you're listening from, and make sure to become part of my numerology community. Remember that you can also leave answers to the questions at the end of episodes. It really helps me connect with you guys and provide you with better content. And of course, don't forget to check out my professional numerology readings. And of course, to check out also my self-study numerology course and in-depth numerology certification studies. You can find all the links in the episode description. My friends, as always, I wish you well and send you blessings wherever you are. And I'll see you, as always, in the next episodes. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, and you want to go deeper into numerology, check out my website, tom-eckert.com. You can also book a numerology reading or even study numerology yourself through my courses. I'll see you in the next episode.